Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mountaineer.
603-283-6160. Coming up, Peakless, you're going to be telling us about apparently a town in California has declared its own independence as its own sovereign nation. I'm very interested to hear that story. But also, last night, we teased a story we never got to, and I always feel like I got to make good, if I can, on doing something like that. And this is pretty big, actually. So the you might have heard about the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that got whittled down to just a mere $1.2 trillion. Dollars. Yeah, no big
it's
deal.
Only a trillion.
That particular infrastructure bill was passed, and I don't know if it's been signed by Biden, but it's going to be. So it's pretty much a done deal.
Well, given that he's the one that suggested it in the first place, as I understand.
Yeah. And now that, of course, the bill has passed, people are able to finally read it because, you know, they don't do those things beforehand because who could? These things are thousands of pages.
Well, that would require that you support Rand Paul and his policy of let's not pass things we haven't read.
Yeah, I think Downsize DC also has been pushing for that for years. But, of course, politicians will never enact any kind of responsible legislation
like
that.
Well, we have to pass it before we find out what's in it.
Yes. And so now we have discovered, according to dailymail.co.uk, that this new infrastructure package includes alcohol monitors in all new vehicles starting in 2026 at the earliest. Congress is requiring that automakers install monitoring systems in their cars to stop drivers from operating their vehicles while intoxicated. So it's not good enough that this is something that so far they've only mandated on people who've actually been convicted of DUI, you know, after one, two, or however many convictions.
And as I have heard that story, it's a, well, if you want to reduce your sentence, then you can get this installed and agree to da-da-da-da-da.
Mm.
But this is no longer optional, apparently.
Yeah, now everyone's a suspect.
And just first and foremost, I want to say that I'm totally sure that they will never abuse the power to shut your vehicle down.
Or in this case, it won't even start up to begin with, although I suspect they would be able to do it in, you know, transit as well if they determine that you've cracked a beer or something like that. And they actually get into, well, what's the tech going to be here? Like, how are they going to determine? Is it going to be the old tube that you blow into before the thing allows you to start it? Or is it going to be something else, something newer? The package is again on the way to the president's desk for a signature, and monitoring systems to stop drunk drivers will roll out in all new vehicles as early as 2026, according to the legislation. First, however, the Transportation Department has to assess what is the best form of technology and give automakers ample time to comply. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said Monday that the safety programs included in the bill include protecting bike paths and greener spaces built around roadways. Some convicted drunk drivers already have to use devices like this attached to their vehicle's ignition interlock. By blowing into a tube, the system will disable the vehicle if the individual's blood alcohol level is above the legal threshold. So we've heard about that. But this bill doesn't specify what the technology would be required. It implies that it would not be a breathalyzer because the system must passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. So not enough to just allow somebody to blow into a tube to start the vehicle. They want to monitor you throughout the entire driving procedure. For however long you're on the road, they want to determine whether or not they think you're impaired.
Well, two things. First off, it's a real shame that in, say, 2030, all those political dissidents decided to start drinking while they were on the highway and just happened to suffer those auto accidents by their vehicle shutting off. And number two, You know, I'm totally sure that this will never get hooked into the vaccine passport or the carbon credit passport that will replace it.
Right, suggesting you might need a vaccine passport to even start a vehicle.
Well, you know, you don't have the key to the city. If you don't have the key to the city, you can't drive around.
Why should you go anywhere if you're not allowed to be anywhere? The Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety, or DADS, program is a public-private partnership, partially funded by the government, and is one of the groups currently working on two separate alcohol detection systems that would require no action from the driver. The first is a sensor testing the air within the car to detect a driver's blood alcohol levels. However, in order to work, that would need to distinguish between the driver's breath and any potentially inebriated passengers. So it seemed like that's kind of a no-go from, you know, the start. Like, if you've got people who need you as the designated driver, that...
Well, then you should have filed your paperwork.
That vehicle's going to be full of drunk people, and...
You had to file your paperwork in order to be the designated driver.
And get the exemption. The second is an infrared touch sensor to detect blood alcohol levels through the skin that could be built into a steering wheel or a start button on a car.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, my steering wheel is going to be a vampire.
Well, it's not going to bite you, per se, but it will somehow detect alcohol content by scanning you through your skin.
Well, I mean, it's the next logical step. I mean, you don't get to determine what the content of your blood is.
And
I'm sure that this will only be used for this small purpose.
Oh, yeah. No, they would never use this to detect the presence of anything else that you don't have a prescription for that might happen to be in your bloodstream and completely reveal all of your bodily, you know, internal secrets to whoever it is that's monitoring these things.
If it's one thing we know about government programs, is they never expand.
Yeah. And, they never keep that information either. They're, of course. It's going to be temporary.
There is no keeping of metadata on the American populace. Clapper told me so. And if he'd been lying, he would go to jail.
Clapper is what? Was that the NSA guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who, by the way, was caught lying multiple times and proven to be a liar by Edward Snowden.
You can't lie to Congress. They put you in jail for that.
Not if you're the head of the NSA or the former head of the NSA.
You mean there's different rules for people that run the shadow government?
The president of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States sent Daily Mail a statement saying, quote, yesterday's passage of this Investment and Jobs Act by the U.S. House of Representatives is commendable and positions the nation to address the 18.4% surge in highway traffic safety deaths in the first half of 2021. You know, I would expect that the Distilled Spirits Council would actually oppose something like this, but apparently they're just embracing it. I mean, who could possibly be against stopping drunk drivers?
Well, don't you want your industry to be regulated?
No, I don't.
Well, then how are you supposed to get on the good side of the regulators?
Yeah. He said further, the legislation includes historic provisions to eliminate impaired driving and is a bold step in the right direction. Another guy, Chris Swanger, I guess same guy, wrote, quote, the legislation is a culmination of more than a decade's worth of work to design vehicles that proactively prevent impaired driving. The provisions in this legislation will provide the resources necessary to finally make these vehicles a reality and potentially save more than 9,000 lives per year.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that no electronic system has ever failed before and that we're so far ahead in our production right now that we can totally take the losses of people being stuck at home.
Now, of course, this only affects those cars that will be manufactured after this particular point. So, of course, any serious drunks will obviously be aware of these sorts of things and just not purchase newer vehicles, unless they're going to start mandating that all older vehicles get retrofitted later on. Who knows what they've got, you know, in store, because, again, this is still 5 years down the road, but that will be here before you know it.
Wait, you mean people change what they're doing based on the way that they're being regulated?
Yeah.
No.
The ones that are aware of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, of course, plenty of drunks won't have any clue, but ultimately this is probably going to get, you know, the word's going to get around, I think.
Honestly. All of a sudden, the drunk with gloves is not in jail.
It's pretty scary stuff. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. And again, this doesn't mean that I support drunk driving.
No.
It just means I don't support invasion of your privacy. It's not worth it. However many people that...
And what power have they ever avoided abusing?
I can't think of any. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And this also means that everybody who's a responsible drinker or a non-drinker is now going to have to pay to have this equipment in their cars when they don't need it.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603. 283-6160. You know, if you want to weigh in on this first topic, you're welcome to do so, and that is that now this bill has been passed. It's going to be signed by Joe Biden, the infrastructure bill, because, you know, who could be against infrastructure? They've now passed a bill that's going to require all cars as soon as 2026. So, you know, maybe it'll be 2027. Who knows when they got to get, you know, they figure out all the details about what technology they're going to use. It's going to require essentially a DUI check in order to drive and continue driving. Any brand new cars made after 2026, and that's a done deal. This is moving forward. They just have to figure out what the technology is going to look like. How invasive is it going to be?
Yeah, I was going to ask: Are they going to immediately do the your steering wheel can tell what chemicals are in your blood, or are they going to wait to institute that for later?
Well, it doesn't sound like this is immediate. This is going to be 2026 at the soonest. And it will be all new cars, at least that's the plan right now in this infrastructure bill. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, you can find it over at freedomsphoenix.com. They've got up-to-date information on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. And you can also sign up for their daily dispatch to keep up to date on all that stuff. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. But this is, you know, I guess a little bit of a teaser for the total police state that they are currently building all around us. Some would point out we've been in a police state for a while. It's just coming into full view now with the Great Reset, as it's, you know, being termed. As though these brand new cars weren't expensive enough, now they're going to get even more costly because every single individual who buys a car after 2026 is going to be, you know, foisted upon them this new technology, even if they've never had a drink of alcohol in their lives. Even if they quit drinking 5-10 years prior to that, they are still going to be subjected to whatever sort of invasion of their own bodily, you know, if there's any sort of semblance of privacy left in the year 2026, it will be invaded even further by this. And that's, to me, one of the real insults here. I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that they will invade your home or pull you over is if they believe that they have probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they start mechanically smelling your breath or taking the chemical contents of your blood through your hands, I mean, if you change your diet, you just might get pulled over. Like, well, there's a disturbance in the force. There's an incongruency with our chemical detection system, so we just had to pull you over just to check.
We don't think you're you today.
We had to make sure it wasn't some kind of Grand Theft Auto or, you know, some kind of cry for help or, you know, just doing our job.
Yeah, there's a lot of really creepy stuff that that goes along with this proposal, and I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, if this is one of their ideas, and this is just one section of this $1.2 trillion quote-unquote infrastructure bill, because not really sure what DUI checks in cars has anything to do with infrastructure, but you know, it's typical of the federal government where they call a bill one thing and then it's got 15,000 other, you know, completely unrelated things in it. So who knows what other, you know, terrible ideas they're going to be shoving down our throats in this case.
Well, you lent your car to your roommate and didn't put him on your insurance, so we smelled it on his breath, and of course he goes to jail.
Yeah, we knew it wasn't you that was driving, so therefore, maybe they won't even let the car start if it's not you as the authorized driver of the car. I don't know.
Shouldn't have started eating Funyuns.
The number is 603-283-6160, and that's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. We don't have to fast forward to, you know, 2026 to see the tyranny around us. It's happening now. The so-called Great Reset is something that people in the halls of power have been pushing for years. It just came to more public prominence within the last 2 years, what with the COVID-19 being a perfect excuse for them to roll this thing out big time. It's the World Economic Forum is the group of bigwigs, politicians, and corporate CEOs that want to foist some sort of new economy or new economic model upon the Earth. And some people are saying
capitalism has failed, so we need a great reset in the economy.
Well, what is capitalism, though?
Ain't that just a question? Because capitalism, as it tends to be called, this cronyist, protectionist nonsense, yeah, that definitely has failed us. Because
not the cronies.
Yeah, it's failed us.
Right.
Well, and apparently it's failed them because it just hasn't given them quite the level of control over everyone's life that they were looking for.
They got plenty of money out of it, but yeah, maybe not as much control.
Exactly. And one of the things that I definitely see coming down the pike, so right now they're doing the vaccine passport, but
yes.
Soon they'll be doing the climate change passport.
Mm.
And I think that all of this is going to hook together. The fact that it's the fact that your car will be taking a chemical sense of what's in your bloodstream will determine whether or not you have kept within the carbon credits that you've been allotted this week, or did you eat a burger?
I had something about that whole climate change thing. There was a story, and it's not popping up in my show prep at the moment, but that essentially said they are now saying that the lockdowns are something that should be used on a regular basis to affect climate change, to solve, you know, whatever the supposed issues are with the Earth. Like, oh, we learned during the lockdowns that these are very effective at reducing pollution, reducing, you know, whatever other, oh, we gotta,
well,
here's what we're gonna do.
The pandemic was a global problem, and we had to come together as a planet to solve it. And global warming is a global problem, so we need global governance to stop that.
Yeah, and so that's what they're going to be coming up to next. And we're not the only ones who've been predicting this. They're definitely definitely telling people that this is part of the plans to roll out climate change lockdowns.
Well, according to our records, you don't have the carbon credits for that extra strip of bacon, so you can't go to work today.
It seems funny now, but it's not going to be funny when they actually do roll that stuff out.
Well, I mean, we have moved beyond the age of satire.
Yeah.
I mean, every terrible dystopian idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, The Onion, the Babylon Bee, like everything that was supposed to be satirical and overblown and hyperbolic, like you just can't do hyperbole anymore. I mean, the dystopian movement that they have made already is beyond even the imaginings of Aldous Huxley or George Orwell at this point.
Yep. What's the T-shirt? Orwell's 1984 wasn't supposed to be an instruction manual.
Right.
Yeah.
Make Orwell fiction again.
Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here it is. Report. This is from a little earlier this year. Forbes. Headline. World needs equivalent of pandemic lockdown every 2 years to meet Paris carbon emission goals. See, they signed this Paris treaty, and now
Do you want to live in a net zero world?
Net zero rights. Net zero freedoms. 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The legal back and forth continues as the Biden administration tries to oppose its vaccine mandate on employers of 100 workers or more. A U.S. appeals court now reaffirming its decision to place the order on hold for now, saying that it is probably fatally flawed, referring to the mandate. That decision will probably be appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Another successful launch of a Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket, this one carrying 53 more Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral into Earth orbit early today, after a one-day weather delay.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage, and next up will be Payload.
This Saturday launched the 31st Starlink mission with the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity. This is USA Radio News. UCLA's athletic director is admitting they were not adequately staffed last night when, with the Houston concert stampede tragedy fresh on people's minds, a bit of a stampede broke out among fans waiting to get into the arena at Pauley Pavilion for the game. Nobody was in this case injured, though. A popular musical artist who began as an American Idol star is halting his band tours temporarily after the unexpected death of his oldest daughter. Chris Daughtry's band Daughtry is not going to be touring until further notice. Chris Daughtry himself asking in a statement for privacy for his family as he announced that all upcoming shows have either been canceled or postponed after his wife posted pictures of his daughter Hannah to her Instagram saying they are awaiting an autopsy result to, quote, hopefully determine what caused the injuries that led to Hannah's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time you can actually buy it on an exchange, a centralized exchange called xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need to sign up is just an email address. You keep your privacy intact. They don't need to know who you are, which is amazing. It's hard to find exchanges like that. But that's where Intercoin is locating its Intercoin investor token. You can buy or sell it on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. What you have to do is you can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then with the Tether that you get on the exchange, you can then buy ITR on the exchange and hold it, sell it, trade it, you know, extract it to your own personal wallet, whatever you want to do, over at exmarkets.com. Look for ITR. As we go to your phone calls, it's Ian and Peakless Mountaineer in the studio. First up, Glenn is on the line listening to KVKW out in Aberdeen, Washington. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about this apparatus in your automobile. It seems as though if they're going to electronically surveil you, a free citizen, they will require a warrant according to the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment.
That's an interesting point. In this case, I guess they would argue that by purchasing the car, you have consented to being surveilled constantly.
Which is a strange claim to make, since they are making sure that there are no options to buy a non-surveilled car.
Well, you could buy a used one, at least until those aren't available.
What about a free market economy?
No. Did you say free market?
Yeah.
When did we ever have a free market?
Well, not lately, I can tell you.
Yeah. Not in my lifetime. I would love to have a free market economy where I could just choose whatever kind of vehicle I want without all the stupid mandated government crap that drives the price up of these things. I mean, it's bad enough that inflation drives the price up of everything, which, you know, we can't get away from that until we get out of the government money system. But, you know, I don't know how many thousands of dollars extra these cars cost just because of, they go, what, the catalytic converter? That's a government mandated thing. There's probably a bunch of other stuff under the hood that I don't know anything about because I'm not a car guy, but I've heard of these things, and here's yet another one.
What about motorcycles or buses or planes?
Don't give them ideas.
Well, obviously they're going to test the motorcycle through the hand grip instead of just smelling your breath.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, they haven't made the decision yet. So for listeners just tuning in, we're referring to the infrastructure bill that has passed that says that as early as 2026, they're going to require, just the question is at what year it will be mandated. So they're going to require some sort of ignition interlock system that will block you from driving your car or stop you from driving the car if they detect a certain amount of alcohol running through your veins. Now, whether it's going to be detected through your breath, as far as the air in the car, if that's the case, are they going to make it illegal to roll down your windows? Or they're going to use some sort of other invasive method, like they suggested, an infrared sensor that can somehow read your BAC through the palm of your hand or your thumbprint.
And I wonder how long it'll take them to pass a law that also makes it impossible for you to modify your own vehicle by, say, removing this nonsense.
It. Glenn, anything else you want to share tonight about your thoughts?
Just that I thought my vehicle was private property.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be a wonderful vision for the future. Unfortunately, with the federal government around, no, it has not been, and it is not. They've been mandating all kinds of stuff for decades. And so this is just another thing. You know, if somebody challenges this in court, the government will just say, well, you didn't challenge us when we put in the catalytic converter. You didn't challenge us when we put in A, B, and C, other mandated, you know, things on all these corporations. So you have no standing. Case dismissed. Thank you, Glenn. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, and this is just another example of the culture war that we are actually finally starting to fight of, are you government property or not?
Well,
because if you are government property, then whatever your property is, they get to modify at their whim.
They certainly act like you're their property. I mean, right now I've literally got a government tracking device on my ankle because they've accused me. Just merely accused me of doing victimless so-called crimes. I am being told I can't even leave my house without permission in advance from a probation officer.
Yeah, so much for innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, our friend Nobody, who is, well, formerly a co-host on this show, he would still be co-hosting, except his bail condition, because he was also arrested the same day I was, along with four other people, for the so-called Crypto 6, which you can learn more about at Crypto 6 or thecrypto6.com. But our friend Nobody, he's not even allowed to be on the air.
Yeah, it seems to me that imprisonment would be a form of punishment after you've been proven guilty of a crime, maybe even one that actually had a victim.
Yeah, and this has been going on now since March of this year. I spent 2 months in jail. Nobody spent 6 months behind bars before they finally let him out. Now, he's allowed to leave his house without asking for permission, but he can't, you know, speak on national radio or local radio or television and can't express himself. So his First Amendment supposed rights have
been stripped. Yeah, so much for freedom of speech, freedom of the press.
Let's talk to Jay.
Freedom to exercise religion.
Jay, you're on listening to WTMA there in Charleston, South Carolina. Go ahead.
So what if I cut my seat belts out of my car and I got pulled for not wearing my seat belt?
Well, that depends on which state you're in, whether you would get pulled for not wearing your seatbelt.
Yeah, if you're in New Hampshire, you would not get pulled over.
Or if you had a car that was pre-seatbelt era. So my question is for you, seriously, though, is I hear you talking about there that someone might be monitoring this, like the Gestapo, counties, whoever, federal, state, local government.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just going to be that your car wouldn't work if you blew into this device.
Well, we don't know exactly what their plans are. They don't exactly know what their plans are. I mean, so far, what we know is they are mandating that some sort of form of DUI check will be installed in all new vehicles. Now, you know, it's not that much of a reach to believe that this will be data that will be sent out from the vehicle to some sort of a central control, whether it be, you know, OnStar or Ford or whoever, or the local police department. Somebody will likely have access to this data.
Well, and for those that... And for those that trust the government to not assassinate people, then you can. It's very easy to imagine someone hacking into that system and turning the vehicle off while you're in mid-transit.
Other quick question.
Yes, sir.
My first thing that popped in my mind is, what's to prevent someone else from blowing in it for you?
It is not going to be a, well, they've already ruled out that it's going to be a blow in a tube kind of system. So they are going to try to come up with some other method. It could be, as they suggested, some sort of an infrared check. That means that whatever, whoever's hands are on the steering wheel will be constantly being scanned for their alcohol level somehow through the skin in some sort of new technology. Or there will be some sort of a aerosol device, some sort of air-related sensor that will detect alcohol, you know, that way. Those are the two that the story put forward. But they may
That's
have
very creepy because,
oh, and heaven, creepy and heaven forbid you spill your mouthwash before you get in your vehicle, because then you're not going to work today.
Yeah.
I literally have a bottle of Scope in my console, the real deal with the alcohol in it.
Well, that won't be allowed.
Yeah. Jay, anything else you want to share tonight?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
keep up
hearing
the good
from
work.
You.
Keep
Thank
asking
you.
The tough questions, and I'm going to look up this Crypto 6. I knew nothing about that. So
thanks. Yeah, if you go to thecrypto6.com, there's a whole website about it. And I also just posted over at freetalklive.com, I posted a 10-minute-long, neat little short documentary that was put out a couple days ago that covers us in, you know, as much depth as you can in 10 minutes. So it's a very, very good, well-produced piece.
Nice.
So check that out. It's right there at the top of the page over at freetalklive.com. Thank you, Jay, for the call tonight. A lot of people have legitimate concerns about this. You know, people that love freedom. Look, the only way out of this is to say goodbye to the United States federal government and say, you know, forget this United States thing. It's a failed experiment. One town in California looks like they're way ahead of the game. And, Teclis, you'll tell us about them coming.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Saturday edition of the show with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Pinkless Mountaineer.
603-283-6160. Thank you to Jonathan, who is a Free Talk Live AMPS member. Jonathan joined our new AMPS Patreon as a silver amplifier. We're getting a lot of our old amplifiers from the old system that, unfortunately, I had to shut down a few weeks ago. So we created this new thing over on Patreon, which has been working great so far. We're over 50 members now of the new AMPS Patreon. So thank you to Jonathan and everybody else who's signed up. It's as little as $5 a month. You can use PayPal, debit card, credit card to get signed up over there. And you get some cool perks. You get some bennies for doing that as well. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our Patreon page to tell you more about it and get you signed up and help support what we do here, which is talking about the ideas of liberty every single night, 7 nights a week on broadcast radio on over 185 radio stations across the week. So very, very cool to be a part of this, and I appreciate everybody's support. So thank you, Jonathan, and everyone else who's come on board at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Rob is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You guys were talking about, you know, this new bill that went into effect and, you know, where it's going to, the police should be able to, you know, pull, you know, people over and stuff like that. But what about this technology that's been talked about for probably about 10 years? Is the driverless cars. You know, there's ones where, you know, you get in a car and there's no pedals, there's no steering wheel. You just say where to go. So if they pull that car over, who's going to be held accountable?
Well, I was actually thinking about that when they mentioned that they would be taking the alcohol level from the steering wheel. Because the ones that I haven't really looked deeply into this, but the ones that I have seen, you have to have continuous pressure on the steering wheel to prove that the driver is still there and awake.
You're saying the driverless cars?
Yes, the driverless cars require that. So I would assume that they would just apply the same thing there.
Well, those are the initial versions of the driverless cars. As I understand it, long term, they do expect to eliminate the steering wheel, the column, all of that stuff entirely from those that are in the future. When they finally get the tech, or at least when they feel like they've gotten the tech down to the point where it's nearly flawless, that they will never need a human to take over operation of the car. And of course, there's a lot of people that do not want to, get rid of their control over a vehicle. But these DUI checks, these invasions of your privacy, your body, just to simply be able to get from point A to point B, are going to encourage people to choose the driverless cars. It's like, oh, well, you can choose the total invasion of your privacy, or you can choose to have a computer take you everywhere and just trust that to work out. Those are crappy choices.
I strongly suspect that just from a technology standpoint, we are nowhere near the car that can take off and land any more than we are near an autopilot that will take off a plane and land.
Rob, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think that, the vehicles that I have are mechanical. So I don't know if I'm going to have that problem. I'm going to hang, because I'm an old man, so I'm going to hang on to all of the, stuff from the past that, works for me and try to avoid any of that other invasive stuff.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Thanks, Rob, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. I suspect there's going to be a lot of people who, 2025 is going to be the last year they're willing to buy a car. And that's not because they're hopeless drunks. It's because they value their privacy. And some people, I know Chris Wade, he's our Friday night co-host. He told me, a few months ago that he no longer buys cars that were made, I think, after 2005. I guess there was a certain time frame in the mid-aughts where they started putting, black boxes in everybody's car or something. I think it was some sort of, privacy-invading factor like that. Mm-hmm. And he just, he's a privacy guy. So he's like, okay, well, I'm just going to buy a car from 2002, and I'm going to put it in a garage. And it's basically, I think he's got, the exact same car that he drives, another one of them. So, and he's doing whatever maintenance he needs to do to keep it in tip-top shape. But that way, when his car finally, as all cars do, finally dies, he'll just be able to open up this garage and take out the other model of the exact same vehicle instead of trying to go out and get some new privacy-invading model.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, last couple of times I've gotten a phone, I had to make sure that they weren't 5G compliant. And
oh,
I mean,
really?
Sure, you can get the top of the line not 5G for real cheap. And I have no interest in any participation in the 5G network. I don't know enough about it to trust it. I'm pretty sure once I know enough about it, I won't trust it. And even if everything is completely safe and there's no extraneous dangers from the radiation or anything, there's still just a certain amount of, I don't want you to transfer that much information because of how efficiently it will be spying on me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you're spying on me, but I'd like you to do it inefficiently, please.
The number here is 603-283-6160. So let's talk about one town in California that may have a solution to this mess. Now, I've only heard the headlines here, Pekla, so I don't know any of the details in this story, but apparently you told me that a town in California has actually declared its own independence, not just from the state of California, but also the United States. Is that right?
As it seems. We'll have to go into this together. I'm trying to figure it out myself. It's a little bit ambiguous with the language.
All right. I'm very interested to hear this as somebody that loves the idea of independence and secession.
So this from KRCRTV.com. Oroville, Oroville, declares itself a constitutional republic. As mandates continue to come down from the state, local governments are taking a stand by passing resolutions. Six of the seven City of Oroville council members voted to make Oroville a constitutional republic city, with council member Chrissy Riggs being the solo no vote. Vice Mayor Scott Thompson, who requested the resolution, says it does not mean they are against laws. quote, it's just basically drawing the line. It's not necessarily against one specific mandate. We're not talking about one mandate that's been pushing on us recently. It's a barrage of mandates, unquote. Councilmember Janet, sorry, what?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Councilmember Janet Goodson was the only one to bring up the question of financial impacts, saying Oroville has received about $4.8 million in COVID funding over the past 2 years. She posed the question, will Oroville be able to stand alone and sustain itself? The resolution is not a policy, nor does it change the city's ordinance. It can be modified or amended at any time. Therefore, City Attorney Scott Huber says, quote, as a result, there is no risk of loss of funding with it, unquote.
So they're declaring their independence from the state of California and expecting they're going to keep getting federal funding?
Well, from the looks of it, they are, I mean, if you are a republic, like, that's it. You're a country.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit dumbfounded on this one. Like, it appears that they are having a, I mean, basically it looks like they're insisting on a voluntary relationship with both the state and federal governments, but they're leaving the window open to going back to an involuntary relationship.
Yeah, there's a headline here that says, according to East Bay Times, Oroville is now a constitutional republic. What does that mean? Here's another comment from Councillor Dave Pittman. He said, there are so many rules state federal governments are attempting to impose. It infringes on both local control and personal rights. He cited ever-changing OSHA rules, the requirement that all vacant city property has to be approved, or development on it, has to be approved by the California State Housing and Community Development Department before proceeding, and the state and federal mandates related to masks and COVID-19 vaccines. He said, quote, we stand by and believe in our Constitution, our republic, and we believe that many times others in state and federal government are exceeding their authority across the board in everything we do. Mandates eliminate personal right of choice to get vaccinated or not, to vaccinate your kids or not, and violate basic constitutional choices we all have. Boy, you know, I mean, this is pretty refreshing coming from a city councilor.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be another instantiation of the bottom-up versus top-down. I mean, do you own yourself and then you're part of a community and that community is part of a greater whole? Or is your greater whole owned and then your local community owned and then you owned?
If you want to weigh in on this, maybe you're out there near Oroville and, you know, you've got a little bit more insight, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 603-283-6160. We'll dig in further into this coming up in hour number two. This is for you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.